door het centrum gelopen met Paul, die ons er rondleidde. Ik had al verteld dat Hull culturele hoofdstad is in 2017, dat zie je hier al. Dat zie je niet alleen aan de aanplakborden en de andere zaken, maar dat zie je ook aan dat er werkelijk iets aan cultuur wordt gedaan. Nu zijn we in de haven, de harbour, de marine.
Yeah, the marina as we call it. Yeah, it was two old docks that became disused and they made it into the marina in 1983, and it's been a real success for the city. It brings lots of visitors here, again lots of activities around the marina. We have a nice pub called the Green Bricks, very nice restaurant called the 1884, very Flemish looking building, the brick building behind us over here. Another museum, which is the Spern lightship over there, which was a lightship which was berthed on the Humber to warn the ships that were coming into the estuary, and it leads to probably our most up and coming street, which is Humber Street, which we can see.
Okay, yeah, daar gaan we lopen even naartoe. These are the warehouses. There are also hotels here. It's fairly busy here, I think.
Yeah, there's hotels, there's apartments, and down Humber Street itself, there's used to be the fruit merchants, the fruit market, and now down there were art galleries, there's a concert venue, a microbrewery, a jewellery workshop. It's one of the main reasons, along with the museums, that we became the City of Culture for 2017.
Yeah, Hull has always had a kind of typical culture, because also of the history of the harbour and the factories. I think you can see that in the museums, I think.
You can, yeah. It's normal everyday to day life, that's represented. Yeah. But always looking to the sea, though. Always looking to the water, always.
Ja, dus niet wachten tot 2017 om hier te komen. Je kunt al eerder. Van hieruit heb je een mooi beeld op de haven en de afsluiting ervan van de rivier. Een soort waterkering zoals wij dat in Nederland ook kennen.
So yeah, we're looking across, well, two ways really, looking across to the River Hull out to the east along Humber Street, and then the Humber is to the south. And here we have a big festival in September called the Freedom Festival. And the first weekend in September, they have arts and music and drama all the way through the evening and into the next day. It's a fantastic festival over 2 days, where they get about 70,000-80,000 people down for the festival.
Ja, het lijkt een beetje op de Gentse feesten, denk ik, maar dan niet in Gent, maar hier in Hull. Informatie kunt u trouwens ook vinden op de site van Visit Hull in East Yorkshire. En neem dan maar eens een kijk op de vele activiteiten die er nu al gedaan worden, georganiseerd worden. Er is ook een Arts Council England, die doen ook allemaal mee om de stad in de picture te zetten. Vooral op cultureel gebied dan. Dat hoorde u net van Paul, dat hebben we ook onderweg gezien tijdens de wandeling. We lopen nu richting de haven waar we ook de P&O-schepen zien aankomen of zien vertrekken. Al naar een lange tijdstip dat u er bent. Oké. Okay.